Ghostbusters Resurrection is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by
A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination,
Nerdapalooza, the world's largest nerd music festival, and with generous support of listeners like you.
For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and to learn how you can support this and other fine Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Or maybe that's what your ring is.
Oh, the first key ring?
I can hear him calling me to the hunt.
Okay, so when we last left off, it was LaForge and Wall were at the pub at the Sheep and Gun across the street.
At the pub.
And Poole and Briggs had gotten off the phone with the New York Ghostbusters talking about possible theories on how to cure lycanthropy. And you've already made some calls and you talked to the local hospital and stuff, and they're going to bring like a blood transfusion machine, and you're going to look into how to make tranquilizer darts filled with positively charged slime.
Yeah. During those conversations, did we talk to Billy and find out what type of blood he has? I imagine that was part of all of that.
Yeah. I mean, I think the type of blood he has makes a little difference in the case of being infected by a werewolf, but yeah.
No, but if we're doing a transfusion...
You guys talk to a professional, and they will assist you. So yes, you got that information. Also, one of the guys who beat up Billy and mugged him, who was a werewolf, he got taken and put into a jail cell. They're gonna lock him down for the night. You guys have already explained to Sergeant Guy
that he is a violent criminal who is also a werewolf.
Yeah, and he believes you, but he just doesn't know like what to do with it. So they tied him up and they put him in there. And
Hannibal Lecter style.
Yeah, Hannibal Lecter style. They got him in there. So
I still don't feel comfortable with that. Like, I want to go there and like just I want to. Slime net him to the point where it just forms a shell.
Well, you won't have to slime net him if the tranquilizer thing works.
Right.
I want to do it just out of spite now.
If
you want to waste as much time as possible while the city's in ruin,
while the five Ghostbusters are missing.
Yeah. Like, okay, in the meantime, what time is it?
We'll say around now it's probably getting close to like 5, 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Plenty of time to get drunk.
Yeah. Okay. You guys were there at like 3. Like you've been there for like 3 hours.
Okay. What are we gonna do with the two werewolves in the sewers? Because they're gonna kill.
So I'll say at this point, if you guys come back from the pub, you're just chilling. They brought you up to date on everything.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. A team of like maybe 2 or 3 technicians from the local hospital comes with all the equipment that you guys need, and they've been briefed on the situation, but they're just like they don't necessarily believe in werewolves or anything like that, but they're just like, alright, so you guys the Ghostbusters need this stuff, so they're gonna drop it off and they explain how to use it in the meantime.
And everyone is so helpful here.
Yeah.
It's London.
I mean, versus what we're used to.
Billy, meanwhile, is just kinda like it's kinda getting antsy because it's gonna get dark really, really soon.
We got him locked up in like steel bars, right? Like
Billy?
Yeah.
No, he's
right now, he's just sitting with
you. We have an area. Though.
Yeah, you have an area. Yeah. Okay. But right now, Billy's just sitting there like, so do we have a plan? You know, are we going to lock me up again? Because I don't want to go through this, you know, like, if I don't have to.
Like yeah, dude. I mean, will I say, look, we're going to lock you up, dude. Don't worry. You'll be...
He's like, okay.
You'll be completely safe, and you're not going to kill anybody. Right,
well,
don't worry. I'm going to bluff.
Friggs, do your research. Let's work on your,
yeah.
He believes that you believe it, but he still has personal doubts. So what are you going to be doing now, Briggs? Is this research, or are you going to build something? Like, what is this
you're
doing
right now? What I want to do is, they brought the...
Blood transfusion.
So what I want to do is, I want to tell them we need to get this man started so we can actually see if this will work. Because Egon said it might...
Egon said, he said the theory was sound. Like, that was his his personal theory.
And I'm going to say, Egon's probably more knowledgeable than all of us.
He tried to drill a hole in his own head.
To be fair.
it would have worked.
I just don't know if it's worth risking infecting another person.
We've got this guy here. He wants to get this taken care of.
He's very scared.
He's volunteering
for
this. I think we should try it.
When you told him that the idea of a blood transfusion, he's like, do it. He's just like, because he does not want to be a
monster.
So,
I mean, just somebody stand with a slime tether to his face and just slime tether his face to the wall. I mean, that's...
The sun's not down yet, but like the more you wait, the more you're risking it. So,
do it. Worst case scenario, Briggs dies.
Hold on. Let's try and get this done as soon as possible, and then we can move him into the other place and lock him up
as a backup.
He's recovering,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then
give him some food and
a little pillow.
We'll throw one of the technicians in there with him.
I was going to say Nina can go.
Roll the window down just a little bit and then, you know.
Poke holes in the box.
No, I don't think Nina should look at it because what's happened is he's going to be stuck in there. He's going to make a lot of noise. She looks in to check. She's gonna give her the puppy dog eyes. She's going to fall for it immediately. And
oh,
lets
he's
it out.
Fine.
Look at his face!
Okay, so we need to get this started. So let's start getting the slime worked into the.
All right, so this is for the blood transfusion. Just to see if we can get this rolling. All right.
All the ghosts.
Did you spend any brownie points?
No.
Okay.
I should have.
No, it's okay. Just tell me. I mean, what count it up? What'd you get?
You've spent brownie points on way dumber things.
It's true. 26. I mean, I'll say yeah. Like according to the instructions that you were given, you hook it up, you turn it on, things are working, it's looking good. And as the blood's pumping out, you're collecting it somewhere else, and the new batch is going into him, and it's going to take like maybe an hour before you'd expect any effect to happen. But it would take like a few hours to get a total blood transfusion. It would take a while, but the fact that you've already started it, that's good, and it is working.
We do need people to move him into the room. He's conscious, right?
Oh yeah, he's conscious.
Okay, cool.
He's calming down a little bit. The fact that you know that this is going
something's
happening, and you guys seem to. I mean, it is the machine is doing its job.
Okay,
this is working.
In the meantime, we know roughly where two werewolves are. Do we want to go get them, bring them back here, or do we want
to
come up with the darts?
We need to get the police on our side for this one, I think, because we need a way to subdue them and transport them. And one was hard enough for the four of us.
I'll work on the dart thing.
Okay, just give me your engineering role, and depending on what that is, I'll say what you either come up with or what. Okay, got it.
Could have been better.
Yeah. That was
pretty
bad.
That's
not so great.
You are certain that you can get a regular tranquilizer gun with regular tranquilizer darts and fill them with slime, and if you shot somebody with it, it would get inside their body.
Okay.
Okay. Well, let's have that be part of the conversation of contacting maybe the SWAT team. Get a SWAT band down here to help us transport the other two and just see if they've got access to a tranquilizer.
We'll put our smallest nozzle on the end of the shooter.
Okay, so you're going to contact the police and tell them your plan?
Yeah.
You're going to contact Sergeant Guy, Inspector Faber, which
you say, like, we probably need...
We need backup.
We need a good amount of people because we got to corral these things and wedge them into it.
I wonder how the werewolves would respond to, like, normal... Let's just say tear gas grenades or anything like that. Like if we could actually funnel them.
Smoke them out?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Just to try and get them.
You know that they are biological. Like they're not psychokinetic energy. They are physical. They are there.
Like they're teeming with psychokinetic energy, but they are people.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I would say a dozen to two dozen men. Well armed. A lot of protection.
I want Prince Charles here.
I was gonna say, like, are you on the phone with him now? Are you on the phone?
Yeah.
Like, he's like, a dozen men. Are you out of your mind? He's like, do you think we could just give you 12 men just to follow you around
for a case of murders that you've been seeing? Yes.
Yes, and murders are going to continue to grow, and other people will be infected, and thusly adding to the potential problem.
Inspector Faber's like, I don't have the authority to just pick 12 men off duty and then just have them call you around. He says, if you're serious
and you think
it has something to do with the string of murders that are happening, I'll take it up with the captain and
the sun's about to go down.
The time is
and
of the essence here.
Things are going to go really bad, really, really soon. Super bad.
Okay, he says, like, I'll send whoever I can.
You know who has tranquilizers? The zoo.
What do we think the werewolves' natural predators are? We can just find them at the zoo and let them loose in the zoo.
Vampires? Like,
no, that's the opposite.
That's the opposite. Werewolves eat vampires.
You need to find
vampires. Spectral tigers!
Wait, guys, I got this.
Mm-hmm.
Ghosts.
Ghosts?
We're all a house full of ghosts.
You know, honestly, we could go get some hunters. I imagine there's some hunters somewhere.
Oh god, like
you know what? Let's just go across the street to the pub.
Yeah,
and get everyone to get like torches and pitchforks.
Oh my god,
we'll go just
like, we're going down into an enclosed area where there's werewolves running around.
We're in England, right?
Yeah.
Can we just call the hunter from Jumanji?
He's in Jumanji. He's
case
not here.
Solved. I mean, like we can just sit back and relax. He'll take care of it for us.
How about we talk about how we're going to solve the problem instead of what fictional characters we wish were existing in this universe?
Oh, okay, so we didn't bust Beetlejuice.
It's like, At this point, you're just going to be like, oh, why don't we get fucking Riddick? Let's get Riddick and Rambo to team up. And
they don't know shit about werewolves.
Neither does Van Pelt.
To be fair, they're not as good as that guy.
Van Pelt is one step away from Van Helsing. Literally.
Let's get Van Helsing.
Just the Helsing part.
Van Helsing's dead. He's that guy is from 1700s.
Yeah. Okay. Then there's our ghost.
Find the ghost of Van Helsing.
Wait. I'm going to use, all right.
What?
My occult to try to find out if there is a living relative of Van Helsing.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right,
hold on.
Yeah. All right.
Oh my God. I'm going to spend 2 brownie points.
Okay.
Because, not necessarily because we need them, but they may have something that would help us. I'm gonna search my books and the cult stuff.
Yeah, and online, I'm sure.
Ghost died. There it is. Okay, here we go. 22 and a ghost.
You are pretty sure that there is a living descendant of Van Helsing.
Do I have an idea?
They live in Australia.
do I know whether or not they're in England?
Let's say yeah. Let's just say yes. There is one in England. You don't know if it's a man or a woman.
Is Van Helsing? I imagine it's a very uncommon name in England.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna grab whatever the British equivalent of a phone book is.
I imagine a phone book.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm going to go through there and look up Van Helsing.
I'll say that you don't find it in the phone book, but I'm assuming you're also smart enough to look online.
Okay.
And
you see a hand Helsing.
Oh my God. And the winner for dumbest joke of season 2.
You find Edward Van Helsing. He slays the guitar. Like,
he said Han.
And Han Helsing.
He's a Korean.
Hello, this is Hans Vassi. Yeah. Okay.
We are the worst at getting.
Yeah. Okay. If you go on, let's just say you go on online and you type in. Let's say odds it's a guy, evens it's a girl. You're a lucky man, Briggs. It's a girl.
I'm gonna sleep with her.
No. Her name is Elizabeth, so just Liz. Liz Windsor. All right. So you are very sure that Liz Windsor is the last current Van Helsing descendant.
How far does she live from the firehouse?
A decent amount away. Like, we'll say maybe an hour.
Okay. It's 5 p.m.?
It's like 3 or 4.
Okay. I should probably go alone so that you guys can do things.
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good.
At the same time, so we don't waste any more time.
All right, go.
Okay.
All right, I'm going.
All right, do you go in full Ghostbuster gear with the Ecto-1, or are you going to leave the Ecto-1 and take a taxi? Like?
I'm going to take the tube.
should figure it out, yeah.
Yeah, I'll figure it out. But however I get there, because is there a car that works that isn't the Ecto-1?
You don't have to take a taxi, you don't have a car.
I'll take a taxi.
Okay. All right, so you're on your way there. I'll say while he's going. Anything else you guys want to do in the meantime before I cut to him? What his plan is?
Well, am I already getting the slime prepared to basically load into the tranquilizers and whatnot? That's what I want to do. All right,
give me your engineering. Yeah, you get it. I mean, yeah, it's a relatively simple process. You start making a whole bunch. I'll say that in the meantime, some police officers show up at the firehouse. 3 police officers show up. And they have the tranquilizer. They have some tranquilizer guns. They maybe each have like one smoke grenade, like tear gas, I'd say. And they're loaded and ready. They're not loaded. They're not drunk, but they're locked and loaded with their weapons. And
they came with their weapons armed.
Yeah.
Wow. These dudes are serious.
What did they come in? What type of vehicle?
A police car.
Okay.
Oh, did it have an obnoxious alarm?
They didn't have the siren blaring when they showed up.
Is it large enough to hold something in the back? Like, is it caged or like an?
Yeah, I'll say it's like one of the paddy wagons. It's okay. Like, you know, okay. It's like the.
Well, now do we want to have 2 of us go? One of us stay here doing the blood transfusion, checking on. Because I really don't want to leave Nina in case dude transforms and breaks through the.
I'm gonna assume that he's in the he's in like a lazy boy in the getting the transfusion done in that caged area. Yeah. Is what I imagine you would do. So
I just wonder if he's gonna like still wig out there, like, if enough of it has been in.
Well, he's been on it for at least 45 minutes, maybe an hour at this point. So it is working. It's just, you know.
Why don't we leave two of the officers here?
So two officers with Nina?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we'll table on top, and then we'll all three go. The four of us will go in and handle it while Josh.
Because I'm pretty sure, you know.
I think we're okay with them.
Guns probably still hurt a lot.
If not killed.
These are humans.
Okay. All right, there's three. So the three cops that are there, we're going to refer to them as Nigel, William, Giles. Which one are you taking with you?
Dude,
Nigel.
Yeah, Nigel.
What's Nigel's last name?
Thornberry.
I was hoping it was Tufnell.
No, it's not Tufnell. Their last names don't matter as much. I'll say it's...
I don't really care. It's not Tufnell, I don't care.
Nigel, Reginald, Thornberry, Tufnell.
Alright, so Nigel's...
Nigel's coming with you. Alright, yeah. So in that case, you're suiting up.
Yep.
You're taking the Ecto-1.
Should one of us have a slime blower or all of us have protons?
I've got a slime blower.
I got a proton pack.
And I've got my proton pistol if I need it.
Okay, alright.
So go ahead and pick out your cards, what you're going to get. I'm assuming the three of you are also going to be carrying the tranquilizer guns?
Yeah.
Yeah, how's that going to work as far as...
I'd say they're relatively smaller compared to... Like, they're not, like, carrying an actual rifle... So let's say they're small. If you're carrying
handgun size,
yeah. Well, tell me what your loadout is normally, and I'll try to explain if I think it'll have an effect or not.
I've got a walkie-talkie, a trap, and a blower.
Oh, a beach kit. Oh god, the beach kit. Don't forget the beach kit.
How could you possibly?
Yeah. Okay.
So all right, let me come back to Josh then. I'll just say we'll say it's later.
Yeah.
The taxi pulls up outside of this, you know, nice little flat, and you can go up and you hit the buzzer and. Liz answers, and she's like, yes, who is it?
They're like, this is strange, but my name's Josh. I'm with the American Ghostbusters, and I desperately need to speak to you.
She's like, all right then.
This is not a sales call.
she buzzes you in. Okay. Yeah, you can go in, yeah.
All right, I was just going to lay it out there. I was like, are you aware that in your history that you are related to a particularly famous individual regarding the occult?
She says, I remember my grandfather used to tell me that we were related to the man who would hunt monsters and slay Dracula, but I just thought that was a story. That's...
Did that great uncle leave you anything related?
it's just this giant crossbow.
Can you get any more specific? Or just use
I would say, like, basically, like, does he have any books? What's coming down is, you're aware of the Ghostbusters.
This is like, yes, I've heard, and I've seen heard the advertisements on the radio.
Well, your uncle is kind of an idol of mine, or your great-great uncle, or whomever.
Great-great grandfather.
You're twice removed. It's kind of an idol of mine, and he was right about everything. And basically, werewolves are real. So, we kind of want to see if he has any notes pertaining to it, because as far as we're concerned, everything that we've read has been complete hogwash related to them.
She's like, all right then, let me see if she has anything.
She pulls out a magical crossbow.
Yeah, I'll say that she has, there were some books and things, but I don't know how helpful that would be, but I must be in the attic or whatever. I haven't had them in for years since he died. I was just a little girl, but I'll try and find them.
Okay, and if you're not using them, would you mind if we kept them in our research? You will own them at any time. You can have them back, but we may need to reference them.
Well, if you're just going to borrow them, then, you know, I guess it's all right, but I have to find them first.
Okay. I'll help you.
I will dig through all of her personal belongings.
I'll say that she is married, and she has a husband, and she, I'll say she has, like, an infant baby. This is her brains. See if she can, just for looking in the attic, to see
as
if she
Josh
can find
is rummaging
it.
Through her.
Do you want to give me brains too, Josh, to help her? Because you're going to help her find it.
Here we go. All
right. So this is you guys in the attic trying to find anything that looks...
For some reason, I know her attic way better than she does.
Well, you are in it. You know the stakes. You know.
I also know what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
I have a better idea.
Okay. Yeah. I'll say between the two of you, you guys find an old chest that's maybe like a cooler that you take, like in the beach kit, like a cooler that you
like
take.
Like a chest, then.
Yeah,
just a regular size chest.
A regular chest, an old chest. And you guys are going to dig that out and open up and crack that thing open.
Is it like, does it look like an old chest?
It looks old. It's got like a metal emblem on it. It's just like the VH for Van Helsing on there. Just
Van Halen.
Van Halen. It's like, there's a flying V inside. It's like, so you find it, you're going to bring it down, you're going to open it up.
This is a drunk 60-year-old.
you open it, you just hear, whoa, I usually look around. It's like,
Running with the Devil starts playing. Yeah. Like, okay, so let me get back to you guys, the other Ghostbusters. You're in the Ecto-1. All suited up, you got your equipment, you're flying down there. Do you have the siren blare, or are you just trying to get there?
Yeah.
Definitely. Do I get to drive? With the,
you're driving. I don't have to make you
with
roll
the,
to get there.
Nigel.
You are aware. Give me a brains roll, 14. You remember that they drive on the opposite side of the road. Good.
Alright.
That's good to remember.
And Nigel's just like in the back.
No, Nigel, we need the other vehicle so that we can put the world tag on it.
Oh, you want him to follow you in that?
Yes.
Okay, alright, he'll follow you in that.
And on the way,
somebody should ride with him and debrief him.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't get him
fair.
Naked.
I'll do that.
But, yeah.
Okay, so I'll be with Nigel. That way,
Since Briggs is trying to drive crazy on the opposite side of the road, Walt's just like, Briggs, you remember they drive on the opposite side of the road here.
I'm just looking at Walt, like, guess how long I can drive without looking at the road.
You're briefing Nigel
on
what the situation is. He's believing it, but he just—it's all news to him. And the zoo's like starting to close because it's starting to get a little dark.
Does he have a walkie-talkie?
The cop?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course he does.
I'd imagine like this may be a good time for you to
synchronize
like,
your channels and everything.
Yeah,
get all the same frequency.
And basically to let them know where we're at, and maybe.
I mean, worst case scenario, like zoo security, just to stay here by the door.
Yeah. Yeah. Like how many tranquilizer darts do I have?
Let's say you probably have about 10 each loaded, ready to go,
okay. And
you have another 10 on you.
What I want to do is, before we get there, can we call the zoo? They imagine they have security and say, hey, look, this is the situation, we're coming in.
If you want to waste time to do that, the sun's going to go down.
Go.
Like,
all right. So we work our way through the zoo and head down
the way you guys came or whatever?
The exit that we ran down the steps to the back of the pump room.
Okay, so yeah, you go back into the pump room.
This time, I imagine, significantly easier to navigate.
I'm
not
assuming,
carrying a werewolf.
Yeah, I'll assume that you also have your lights on. You turn your flashlights on your straps and everything. You go down there, first you opened the door, and you're going down the steps where you came in. The door was still half-assed, patched up because you melted the doorknob with the proton pistol. So you guys go down the steps and you go down, you find your way back into the pump room. It's all dark and everything, but the flashlights help, of course. I'll say that when you look toward like the wall was collapsed, it has been dug out, not like completely clean, but enough to where you can move in and out.
See, we should have brought the sexton. He would have been pissed.
You guys just get down there. I'm gonna come back to Josh and we'll get back to you guys. So you open up, back with Josh and with Lizzie.
Lizzie Windsor.
Her husband's just like, he's a nice guy. He's just confused by the whole thing and just watching you guys. So you open it up. There's a lot of books inside. Some journals, I would say.
I brought a like commemorative thermos with me, right? With a thing on it. I'll just give that guy.
Yeah, the thermos and free balloons for the kids.
Just the thermos. He's not going
to
want that.
I'd say you probably have a t-shirt and a thermos with you if you wanted to get it.
Yeah, I would just say, hey man, thanks for being a good sport.
You guys are digging through it. What do you look? Is there anything in particular looking for? Just anything related to werewolves?
Well, it's like this is just, for me, I'm probably overwhelmed by how amazing finding this trunk is.
Mm-hmm.
But I still have my walkie-talkie with me.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul has a walkie-talkie.
You got a cell phone, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'd imagine almost like, in the future or the present, as I'd imagine it, it's almost like this direct connect. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's like, beep, beep, hey.
If you run a business, you probably have that on your phone.
Yeah. So we could say that counts as the walkie-talkie.
Yeah.
I'm just start digging through it. I'm gonna walkie-talk to Poole and say, I've found the mother load. And I'm going to dig through and see if there's any kind of compendium or any kind of, if he has his personal journal during a stage of his life when he may have heard about a werewolf or...
Wrestled
one.
Okay. I guess give me another brains because you're looking through trying to... I mean, because you're doing this really quick. You're trying to,
All right. 6.
It's taking a lot longer than you're expecting. It's, there's books written in English and in German kind of mixed up and everything. It's kind of hard to really get a sense of, like, a timeline or anything like that. I will say that you find one book that you can't tell if it's a journal or if it's instructions. It is written in German, but you do see like a thumbnail sketch drawing of what looks like a werewolf.
Okay, well, in that case, I know I'm going to need more time to go through this, and it's in German. Mm-hmm. Everything in this trunk is related to Van Helsing.
Yes.
It's got the VH
yes.
on it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to carry this thing. I'm gonna give her our address, and I'm going to say, anytime you need this back, you have it. I just need it for a little bit. I need to go through this and have it translated.
Okay.
And I have somebody at the station who can translate it. I'm going to take it back to the taxi. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put it in the seat next to me, and I'm going to try to just go through it on my way home.
Okay. All right, sounds good.
And I'm just going to take all the time I need in the hour drive to look through.
All right, so you guys...
I also feel more comfortable with him heading back to the firehouse, too.
Yeah.
So you relayed that to me, I guess.
Yeah, I was just like, we found him on my way back to the firehouse.
We're in the sewers. Please stop talking to me. You're drawing attention.
What?
What? You didn't say over. Over.
Roger. Boop.
All right, so back to you guys, back in the pumper room where it has been dug out, and you're.
I'm eight, gonna throw on the echo
10,
goggles.
11.
Just see what you can see.
Yeah, see if I can pick up any footprints.
So 11 with the PKE.
Damn it, Wall.
You get a sense. You get a sense that there's stuff nearby, but it's not as strong as it was before. But the sun is about. The sun basically is setting now. I'll say.
They might not be transformed.
Would you roll, Wall?
32, just for footprints or tracks or anything.
You see, yeah.
You stop in place and go, I've seen some shit.
you see very clearly through the ecto goggles what wouldn't really be seen with the naked eye. You'd see paw prints of werewolf paw prints. It's like, okay. In your mind, with that roll, dude, there it is. Like it's clear to you.
Okay.
You're also seeing human footprints, like bare footprints. Okay. I mean, it's really hard to tell how many, but you're seeing like at least two different. You're seeing at least two different sizes, maybe more.
Do they look recent?
After you guys would have been left, yeah. After you guys left, because you don't see your boot prints. So these are on top of boot prints. Like,
okay.
You're for sure that there were werewolf feet running through here and bare human feet running through here after you guys had left.
Okay.
Well, you guys would know this was like the nest, the home base, from what you guys saw of like the skeletons lying around and the bones and the little bits of blood splotted everywhere.
Alright, so let's
it's still a dumb idea.
Let's step out of the pump room and hang a left and go further into the sewers.
Okay. So left, in other words, the direction you guys did not come from.
Correct.
Alright, you guys head that way. Nigel is just like, didn't bloody sign up for this.
Yeah, you did, pal. Yeah, you did.
Read the fine print.
I'll take point again.
I got the goggles. You not point. No.
Okay.
I mean, you only have that flashlight on you. He's got.
Okay, well,
as far as point is concerned, and pointing in general, Wall right now is an Irish setter.
Yeah.
Why don't you, in fact, and this is equally important, stay in the rear and just watch our back?
I can do that.
Where's Tobin? Is he
center.
I've got Tobin. Yeah. So he's like with me.
He's right.
He's in the middle. He's like literally in the middle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. So Nigel's following the dog, who's following
exactly.
Bull, who's following
how
Mike.
How is Tobin? Tobin, what's he doing?
Yeah, let's have. I kind of move Tobin forward a little bit and see.
He's definitely smelling the air. He's not excited about being down here. He's not running away, but he does not like it.
Right. Every time he steps in poo, he like lifts up his paw and like shudders.
All right, is there a way I can try and ask Tobin, like, can you go find?
He's gonna go find a sandwich this time. Him and Nigel are gonna disappear. Him and Nigel's like, I Tobin, why don't we go find some clues in the kitchen?
You guys even brought the van?
I Tobin, let's go back to the van, eh?
You find out the werewolves have been the Harlem Globetrotters.
I think it's time for some Tobin treats, don't you?
Tobin treats.
Oh wow.
Let's get some coasty toasties. I'll say you're going along. If Mike's up front, you got that on. You do see far up ahead, it does open up into like another junction area with like a manhole and everything like that. When you get there, it opens up enough where you can take like a quick break so you're not, you know, crashed down and everything.
Yeah.
I will say now you do start hearing werewolf sounds. You're hearing something where you guys at this point are unmistakably, you know that the werewolves are in full wolf mode and they are out there moving around. That's starting right now. It's like you're picking up readings down every way except for the way you came.
Okay, so we've come to like again like a big
four-way junction. It's a four-way junction. And down the three ways, not the way you came.
We should actually back down a little bit so we can.
Yeah.
They're not like coming at both sides.
Okay, hold on, hold on, hold on. Slime. It's very slippery, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got.
Let's just start coating each of them. I want them to literally. I'm running and slip.
All right,
if we're going Scooby Doo, let's go. All
so if you're
Scooby-Doo.
So you're gonna back up a little bit.
You're gonna run in payment. One tube, come out the other, one.
With some music playing over it. So okay, so you're gonna sort of back up into the tube that you came in from, and just coat the entire junction, like the this little intersection.
Yeah, well, and kind of down each of them a little bit. Just
okay.
So, yeah.
And all right. So you guys kneeling down, and Wall and Nigel are behind you, make you a slime gun phalanx.
Yeah.
And,
why don't you
take a knee, have Nigel firing over me.
Okay. So do you tell him to just switch to tranquilizer gun at that point?
Yeah.
So everyone's going tranquilizer for this first round. Okay. All right. You guys did a pretty decent job of like, I mean, because this was all in a rush. You've heard them come. So it's like, quickly, you know, you're doing this and it's all in the dark and everything. So you hear them coming. They're howling. They're in hunt mode. They're like, they know you guys are here somewhere. They're all coming into this area. The first one leaps out from one of the side tubes. He slides a little bit on the slime. Like, it does actually work. It sort of startles it for a second. Like, it's not quite, what the hell is this? You know, it's like, so it freaks out. So if combat's going to begin, you got the drop on him.
Does it skid and slide into view in the intersection?
Yeah, it's in the middle of the intersection right now.
Okay, I'm going to spend 5 brownie points. 31.
More precise than the doctor giving the blood transfusion. The dart just goes perfectly into an arc.
I'll say the dart. I'll say it skids, and you see it in slow motion. And as it skids and it spins around, it's like moving its head around, looking, and it looks off in a certain direction. And then you just see the net fully there, and being like the moonlight that's coming in from the manhole above. It just illuminates it, and you're just like, I feel it. It's right. And you fire, and just in Zack Snyder slow motion, we follow this dart just straight to the neck of this thing. And it's just like, it howls, and it falls to the ground, just kind of like spazzing, like trying to figure out what the hell happened. It's unaware that anyone else is there. Moving on to pool.
All right, I just set the tranquilizer gun down real quick, mm-hmm. pull up my slime blower, and net it.
Yeah, you just set it down, you pick up the thing, and because you fired a slime tether so many times, it's so the slime tether is definitely on. Okay, yeah, another one. I'll say another one from the central pipe comes skidding in right behind it, but it sees that one is down. But since it's like directly across from you, it definitely sees you guys.
Okay.
So it's definitely sort of like coming at you guys. So
okay. Have I reloaded at this point?
Yeah, I'll say at this point you could reload. It's like I'll say it's like a clip with like 10 in it. Okay. So you spent one.
Okay,
so
all right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm gonna fire another tranquilizer dart at this one.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, you hit it. It's since it's coming right at you, I'll say it's like in the chest as it's running. So just boom, right there in his chest, and it does kind of stop to try and grab or whatever. But on the pool, you got one down, slime tether down, with two darts in it, and you got this one who just got shot with another dart who's coming straight at you guys.
All right, I reach at my side, grab a slime grenade, and I aim for the top of the pipe right above where he is.
Yeah. Okay. You throw it. And it goes like up, it's just, you know, makes an arc up to the highest point of in here, like around where the bottom of the ladder would be. And this thing goes off, and it's just like instant green. Slime is everywhere.
It's like it goes up, like, you know, the pipe towards the manhole. It explodes and just showers green on this poor
rubble. I mean, it comes down seriously.
I like to think the idea is the pool throws it up into the manhole, like the chute. And he turns to Nigel and goes, hey, what's that do, you think? And he goes, I don't know, and then it both worlds get slimed.
I don't know.
God,
so
you can't
do that on Ghostbusters. You can't do that.
So it's green everywhere. I mean, it's an explosion.
Green replaces the black.
Yeah, pretty much. And I'll say, who was kneeling down front? Like, I think it was.
That was the two of us. Yeah.
Yeah, you guys definitely get. You guys definitely
we're
get covered.
Greedy.
And it just completely covered this dog, like if a dog just climbed out of a mud bath with like its hair all down, just like it's just kind of frozen there because it was loud and bright and is green and it's all sticky, so it's kind of you've stunned it. You've definitely stunned this thing.
As it stopped, I'm pulling out my trank gun and I'm just gonna take a shot. I'm gonna try and needle into the throat.
Yeah, you'd hit it because it's basically sitting still for just a moment. So yeah, you definitely get it. So
I said one dart. I wanted an 18. two.
So there's two. Well, there's two darts in it now.
Okay.
It's two darts now, and it's covered in slime. And I'm gonna get the Nigel. Nigel's gonna try and shoot it too, because that's still free technically. Yeah, I'll say he hits it. It's just another, just random lick in the torso or whatever. So now this one that's got three darts in it, it just keels over and just like passes like, and it just like spasming like whatever, and you can hear the gross sounds of like a werewolf D transformation.
Going on. Cool. That's neat.
So a third werewolf comes running in from the opposite one for the third, you know, and it's slime everywhere, so it's definitely going to be slipping. And so like, it's a little spinning out of control just because of how much slime is really in here. So going back to Mike, it's another shot.
Now, real quick, how does that first one look? Is that one de-transforming, or is it
it's
still...
got two darts in it. It's like stunned and not really moving, kind of whatever, but it's still, it only has two darts in it.
Okay. I'm going to take another aim at this new one that's centered the
So you're going to shoot two?
I'm fire two.
Okay. I'll say that you do hit him twice, but that in the time that it took him to try and find its footing, and you've hit it twice, it does have a... It is now where everyone is, and it's going to charge, but it's like, it's still, we need to still do the combat round, okay. So it goes on to pull down.
Okay, then I'll go ahead and fire a third one at him.
At the one who, the new guy?
Yeah, the new one, okay. And I'm going to spend 2 breath points.
Yeah, you hit him, and he just immediately, like, so you shoot him for the third time while he was leaping, and it kind of just, he kind of goes limp in midair and slides to a stop right in front of where you guys are, in front of the tube.
Now I use my kick thing skill.
While it's already down. All right, Briggs.
The one that's kind of twitching on the ground, the one only has 2 in there, just to give him, because the others have 3 in them at this point, I'm just going to give that one another just shot just to get a third one in, just to... further.
And he's tied down, so it's easy right there. Yeah, you hit him, and he starts shriveling. I mean, it's a slower process. It's not instantaneous, but you do see an effect happening. I will say that you do hear another werewolf, like, growl off in the distance, and it seems a little bit bigger than the rest.
I'm not back to the firehouse yet, huh?
I'm gonna cut back to you right now, actually. We'll take a moment, and I'll say, okay, so let's say you get back to the firehouse with the taxi cab and the chest of all the Van Helsing books.
Okay, I walkie-talkie them, and I say, how are things going, guys? I'm back at the firehouse.
So we got 3 down. Sounds like there's a big one around, though.
But I'm gonna pick out the books, because I already picked them out in the taxi.
Yeah.
I run in the front door, where I'm assuming Nina...
Yeah, and the other two.
I'm gonna lay them out there. I've got them open to the pages that I wanted to look at. I'm gonna run in, and I'm gonna open the door and check on Billy.
Okay. I mean, well, the area that's caged off, you wouldn't have to open it if you didn't want to, because you could see through the bars. And see,
okay.
You know. Billy seems like
it's not nighttime yet.
The sun has gone down.
Okay, it has gone down.
It has gone down. Billy's sitting there. He looks like he's in some pain, but he's still human.
He's hanging on. Okay.
Yeah. All right. If you ask him how he's doing, he's like, it hurts. I can't move, but I'm okay. Like, so he's
it's just gas. You'll be fine.
He's just gas in the pipe, in the tube. You're all right.
Yeah, he's like...
Yeah, that's safe.
It's like, imagine like the sickest you've ever been... Where, like, if you even move, it hurts. Like, that's what he's like. He's just, like, he's in the chair. He's laid back. He's trying to relax. But he's in a lot of pain, but he's taking it really good.
Okay. Well, I briefed Nina on the books and the fact that they're in German, and I need them translated from the pages on, and see if she finds anything related to werewolves in any of them.
Okay.
To write down what it says.
And even the other two cops, they can try and help her out, too. Well, because, you know.
But, right, German, yeah.
Well, I mean, there's a whole chest full of books. They can start looking through.
Okay.
Even you didn't get to go through all of them.
Sure. We'll say anything, if either of you speak German, I don't know if you do, try to find anything related to werewolves. Some of it's written in English.
Right, then.
Right. All right, and I'm gonna beeline to the Ghostbusters.
Okay. That cab, he's man, we're making some good money, man.
Yeah, he's gonna make some dough today.
Yeah,
he's like, you hear about them people being torn apart? Right, maniac, this one.
Yeah. He definitely hasn't put together that you're a Ghostbuster, because you're dressed
until he sees me walk out with a proton pack.
Are you gonna suit up, or are you just gonna put a proton pack on?
I'm gonna put a proton pack on, and have my walkie-talkie with me, and can I grab my slime suit and carry it to the cab?
Yeah.
So that way I can put it on while I'm...
Yeah, if you want to get dressed while you're in the cab.
Yeah, like, just put my slime suit on over my clothes.
And meanwhile, Bricktop, wherever he is, it's like... Raw
Maniac, this one.
It's like he sees you dressing up and with the gear, and he's just... He's definitely... He's not freaked out.
It's
he's
not
definitely
the
just,
weirdest
he's,
thing.
He's no, seen it's not. No, but he's definitely entertained. So yeah, Ghostbuster, I heard you on the radio. It's crazy. So you're on your way, and cut back to you guys down there. So yeah, there's three ones that are knocked out. They're slowly, very slowly turning back into humans.
All right, I want to ask Nigel to radio back to the
HQ.
Police department and see what's going on with
Scotland
our...
Scotland Yard.
Yeah, with the Metropolitan Police, that's Scotland
yeah,
Yard.
Yeah, with our...
With the guy who's still down in the kennel, as
yeah.
it were.
Sure, kennel
Okay,
works.
Yeah, he'll radio in and just be like, because he's still a little freaked out from what he saw, because this was intense, you know. So he's just like, could I get an update on the bloke that they brought in earlier? And he explains, and he asks, and they're just, they say they're going to check, but they're going to have to get back to him, because, you know, the signal down here isn't that great anyway, but they're going to have to get back to you in a few minutes, because it's, you know, he's down, way down. And
We may have just killed some people.
Yeah.
Just sending them to go check.
Yeah.
Well, Alrighty, do you want a PKE? And
yeah, I want a PKE 18.
18? It's hard to tell with all the PKE in the junction in front of you guys. In front of, you know, like there's three whirls and all the slime, you know. But you are picking up a signal that is like down one of these tubes that's down, like let's say it's the one that's just straight across from you guys.
Straight
but
across.
It's way down there and it's a little hard to read, but that your best guess is that that's where this big thing is.
I'm going to take my walkie-talkie.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say, LaForge, you there?
Yes.
Yeah. All yeah. right.
And I'm going to say, I want you to make...
I need to know, you're holding the card like a walkie-talkie, and you're talking into the card in your hand.
It's after midnight, I'm so tired. All right, and I say, I need you to make the most horrible animal noises you possibly can.
Pig.
Over the walkie-talkie?
As you possibly can.
Over the walkie-talkie, or like
yes.
once he gets in there?
No, say, over the walkie-talkie.
Why over the walkie-talkie?
I say, what, why?
I say, I need you as bait.
For
why
what?
Don't you make the noises?
Because I'm going to throw the walkie-talkie as hard as I can down the tunnel. All
right.
But like, what am I being bait for?
A werewolf. A very big werewolf.
You can pretty guess what he wants you to be bait
okay.
for.
Okay.
Not like throw to where like it's past where I can see it, but just toss it down the hall a little bit.
Yeah.
Hoping
okay.
to draw it.
I think I know what you mean. Yeah, yeah. All right. And then Josh is going to make, you're going to make noises?
Okay, yep. I'm going to go, okay, werewolf. He's British, or the British hate... And I go beep beep, and as loud as I can, I go chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim chim chim.
Oh, Mary Poppins!
Mary Poppins!
The driver is like, you got a problem, mate? It's like. It's not so funny.
I wave the driver off and I mouth the words, I'm sorry. And I just, I'll do what I like and I like what I'll do.
The driver, I'm just gonna say the side note, the driver meanwhile is gonna pick up his radio and go, you guys gotta hear this. And he just puts it over his shoulder and he just pulls it down. He's like, you gotta hear this yank I got in the back seat. And he puts it over the radio. So
Chim-chim-a-day, chim-chim-a-day.
Alright, you know, you definitely hear a growling and howling like it's a, like, it's responding, but I don't, you know, it's down there for sure, and it does sound intense, like bigger and badder.
Alright, let's start moving forward.
Yeah.
I pick up the walkie-talkie and I say, that was perfect, mate, good job. Alright, and then I give him directions telling him, keep going forward.
I'll say that, from Josh's perspective, you made it to the zoo, is where I'm guessing, because that's
okay.
where I told you to go, and you start making your way down. In the meantime, you guys, what are you going to go down that down
yeah.
that last tube?
Just start moving that way, yeah.
The closer you get, the more you're hearing the noise of this thing. It's kind of pissed off. It's not, doesn't sound like it's running around or acting crazy, but it's definitely
it's like
just
breathing heavily.
Yeah, it's breathing heavily, and it's pretty
it's
spooky.
Like the giant werewolf version of the Slurm Mother from...
And he fucking hates Mary Poppins.
Down one of the pipes that's across the way from where you guys came in. It's really dark down that one, so you'd almost think it ends really shortly, like it actually doesn't go too far. But from out of the tube, slowly crawls out like a never-ending story style. Massive, massive. It's like, it is huge.
Hold on, more.
Yeah, it's big. Like American Werewolf in London, like that big of a werewolf, but slightly bigger than even that. This one's like, not like hands, but like paws. Like, all fours crawling out.
Like the wargs from any Castlevania game.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it definitely is mad. It definitely,
okay.
like, growls, like,
Well, do you have your goggles on?
Yes, I do.
Is there a person in there?
From looking really quickly at the thing with the goggles on, you don't seem to see an outline of a person. You see that there is something non-psychokinetic inside, something that may be biological and normal inside, but it doesn't, you don't see like a head and arms and fingers and hands. You don't see anything like that.
Nothing definite.
I think you need nothing a fire proton shot.
Someone's gotta do something.
All right.
Nigel's just like, what do we do?
Well,
because as scary as the other ones were, this one's much scarier.
All right. I'm gonna give it a quick light up the proton stream and give it a quick shot, see what happens.
Cool. All right. Well, yeah, regular proton stream, and it's like from here to the door. I mean, it's close.
Oh, jeez.
So, okay. No, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's coming. It's like it was just confidently walking towards you guys. So it's not far away at all. It's like a few feet. So yeah, you definitely hit this thing.
You should definitely be walking backwards.
Yeah.
I'm assuming normally you
that
would.
Was, yeah.
So yeah,
if not we just hear the sound of Nigel booking.
You definitely hit it. You know, like wraps around and like it burns. It definitely like is in pain and it definitely kind of struggles for a minute. I'll say in the meantime, Josh has gone down into the pump room and you're hearing all the commotion.
I start skating through the slime,
like skiing in a tribe, basically. Yeah. All right, what did everybody get?
10 and a ghost.
Whoa, Nigel is like, you're not acting fast enough for Nigel.
Oh,
Nigel, he saw, so this is from Nigel's perspective, he's behind you guys 100%, but he is very scared. He sees you fire just a beam of light that he's never seen before, but he knows it's Ghostbuster related, and it's still there, you know, it didn't kill it, so he's just like, he just unloads, he just unloads into this thing.
Gun or?
With his tranquilizer. The slime tranquilizers.
Did the proton stream seem to slow it down at all?
It hurt it. It did hurt it.
Okay, cool. I'm just gonna hit it with another proton stream.
Okay. Yeah, it howls in pain after another proton stream hits it, and this thing is really hurt now. It's like, I mean, this all happened very quickly. It's had, you know, two proton streams that hit it, some darts have hit it. It's definitely hurt.
Okay.
And so it's on to pool.
On the off chance that this thing is still a living creature that we don't want to kill, I'm going to go ahead and fire two tranquilizer darts real fast. Okay.
You definitely got it.
Okay.
I'll say at this point, it definitely is like trying to move forward, but the tranquilizer, it's got at least four in it now. It starts to take effect. It's slowing down, and it's kind of like eyes are closing, but it's pretty close to being done. I'll see Josh. Let me bring up a good point.
You hear Josh running.
He's you did say you are running. You did say that you are running, so you've gone. You've already gone past the three others, since you hear your buddies. You've heard screams and proton streams.
Sure.
At this point,
else.
I think that running and going, guys, are you okay? Busta Wolf
is more appropriate. I'll say at this point, you've come in. Yeah, yeah. You definitely you would show up.
Josh, you don't run,
okay.
Run.
Are you okay? And I look. Come on.
Hey, come on. All
right. I can tell this thing is staggered.
Yeah, it's staggered and it's looking bad. It's
okay.
Like, you know.
As I'm running full speed with the weight of my proton pack on my back, my gloves on, I'm going to try to run up the side just a little bit, just enough to be at a kind of an angle, and just twist and put my fist in its jaw. And maybe move its head to the other side of the tube. 28.
Yeah, I would say you, just because you have so much forward momentum, you just see a line just to go in and bounce off this, do this, and just land with a fist because it's already kind of stunned and not really moving. It's pretty still. You connect, and it just goes. It hits the floor.
Okay, I move backwards. Back towards the Ghostbusters.
Hey, LaForge.
And it's you can hear breathing very heavily because this is a big animal. And
after I hit him, I bounce back like Bruce Lee, like.
So now it's you guys and Nigel and Tobin all sitting here. Tobin is still not really wanting to get close to any of these werewolf things.
Don't blame him.
But he's standing by you guys. So you guys go. Do you guys want to just head up to the top and let the cops pull him out?
I don't want to just leave it to a bunch of, you know, cops.
Well, as far as the big guy goes, I agree, but the other three, they're back to, like, humans.
They're getting close back. You can tell they're going to be humans real soon. Like,
okay.
They're,
all right. Well, I'm staying down just to
oversee. I'll stay with the big one.
So you do want to call for, like, police backup?
Yeah, yes. We really need help with this.
Okay.
Well, we also still haven't heard back on what's
happening.
I
was just about to address that. It's when he's like, all right, we're going to need some extra manpower down here to move some beasties from the system down here. Like, you're gonna have to hold on that. There's a fucking werewolf up here. It's like they're freaking out at the station, And he's like, come again. And from what you can gather from the shouting of this thing, that inside this barred cell, there's a world that is tearing shit up. Like, no one's been hurt, but it's like, it is in there for sure.
God.
Like, well, there's four not in a cell, so we need to get these moved immediately. If I get under the paw of the big one, can I try to, like, drag it?
Well, we could just net it into all of us just paw.
We could use the slime tether to just drag it down.
In theory, you could.
We could also slime the ground to make it slide a little bit easier, too.
So, yeah, police will come in, and you can lead them down the way and everything, and all they see are just naked dudes, three naked dudes covered in green slime, who are unconscious, and you're just like, take them away!
I've quite finished with them.
And they definitely, like, they just, you know, pick them up, and they start leading them out, and, but they're, at the end of the tube is this big wolf that is shrinking a little bit.
No, let's just fire a net around it, and just get, like, a tether, and just start dragging it out.
You want to just, or you could net it. Like, make it in a net, then tether the net to drag, like, the net.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Okay.
Okay. Well, I'll say that you guys do that, and it starts to track it. It's a pain in the ass, just to, like, to really tether this thing.
Well, assuming over time.
Yeah, over time. It's also shrinking a little bit as time goes on. By the time you guys get it back to the pump room, I'll say that it shrinks down to a point where you think that this isn't going to be a human. This is going to be a wolf. Like a regular, run-of-the-mill zoo.
Transforming wolf.
All right, what do we want to do with this thing? Because we need to get to the
police. Well, we need to get in touch with the Sears.
They'll be in touch. There's police running in and out,
isolated, and we need. I think it would be wise to at least get a blood transfusion this thing out of there.
I'll say that there are like doctors at the zoo for animals and stuff. I mean, if you're concerned with wanting to get a blood transfusion for the animal, you can tell them what the deal is, and if you want to stay... That's up to you.
I know, I want to go and deal with the other werewolf.
I think you should stay.
And when you bring it up to some of the vets, one of the vets recognizes the wolf. Okay. And says that this is one that they had at the zoo. Yeah. That's been missing.
Okay.
Let's go
mm-hmm.
to the police station.
Okay. Yeah.
Have we got the unconscious people and...
Locked up in the paddy wagon? Yeah.
Cool.
Alright, I'm gonna... Nigel's in charge.
Yeah, Nigel says, "All right, follow me." And he's like, and he just
I radio Nina to say, just keep us updated if you find out anything relevant.
And if anything happens to Billy.
Yeah, and how's Billy doing?
She's like, he's very much in pain, but he seems to be he's still human. If that's what you want to know.
Good, human and in pain is the optimum.
as opposed to the opposite,
werewolf and fully healthy.
Yeah. All right, you guys follow the police truck all the way down to the Scotland Yard, and there's a lot of cops outside, you know, just sort of like not like guarding people from getting in, but more of like blocking the doors, hoping nothing gets out. And that you guys walk up, and they just say that it's still down in the holding cells. They say that when they were last inside, it hadn't gotten out, but they didn't want to stay inside. So
I cracked my knuckles.
All right, let's go down.
Dramatically.
All right, so you go down. You can hear the noise. It's crazy.
We tell everyone just to get out.
Everyone is out. It's like,
I thought there were still a couple guys.
There are guys inside with guns, you know, ready to go. Like, they're just waiting in case it did get loose, and they're, like, pointing, just staying calm or whatever. You guys go down into the holding cell area. Sure enough, you see a werewolf just, like... It's clawing at the cement walls and just like chewing on the bars, like it's trying to get out. It's bending the bars a little bit, you know, not a lot. Enough to where you're just like, alright, this thing is strong and it's mighty pissed off. So
I just walk right up to where I'm safeing from it and I just pull the trigger, fire a trank gun right into it.
Okay. Is that the same go for all you guys?
Yep.
You guys got enough. You hit him three darts and he collapses on the cell floor. He starts transforming back.
Okay, good. Alright, so he's subdued.
We walk in, walk out, maybe a minute and a half. We're like, alright.
It is, yeah. Dead. Yeah, no, it really is. It's like, the cops are just like, woof. Alright then. And they're gonna go back in.
He's gonna take a little nap now. Yeah. Each need their separate cell.
We've got the other
three here. Yeah, in the truck. Yeah.
We need to load them up into cells and then get a medical team in here to be doing
They'll do that. They won't need you for that part because if it's just a regular. It is, at this point, you guys, it is a regular blood transfusion. So they're gonna get to work on that for sure.
You've got 12 to 24 hours.
Do it. So you got plenty of time.
Check on, dude. He's
okay. Billy, we're back at the firehouse.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you go back to the firehouse, Billy's there. He's like, it's taken a big toll on him. It really hurts, but he feels like they've hit the peak already, and he's kind of like,
we're like, you doing okay? And he's like, if you were going through what I was going through,
you'd be dead.
You'd be fucking dead.
In fact, well, let me. I do have a stat. It's definitely taken a toll on him, but otherwise he is still human and he's still here and he's still conscious.
Success.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go hit the pub.
You want to just chill out in front of the pub, see what happens?
Do they have any liquor?
At the pub?
No, in the firehouse.
We'll say there's some stashaway, yeah.
Okay, cool. I think I'm just going to hypothesize, because I'm a scientist, that it requires us to be drunk to be picked up by this phantom stranger.
Okay, I'm just going to watch.
All right.
Bring the drinks across the street.
Okay, just chill out in front and just start drinking. Okay.
Dude, I feel bad because, like, after a couple drinks, if this guy offers me a ride back to America after what we've been through, I'm taking it.
So I'll say that when you guys get out there, you start drinking. Is it going to be the three of you? Is Adam with you? Or are you going to be in the firehouse?
I'm just sitting in an area where I can just watch from the firehouse where I'm just kind of obscure.
Okay. After midnight, you know, I'm assuming you guys have been drinking a lot. Everybody give me a standard muscles. Okay, you guys, Wall and Pool, you're not, like, blackout crazy drunk, but you are, like, very buzzed. You're just like, and if he doesn't show up, that's all right, man, I'm fine. It's like, it's all good.
It's a good day, it was a good day.
Josh,
every now and then we go, who took out some werewolves today? Yeah!
Like, drink to that?
Who has two thumbs and shot a werewolf? This guy!
Oh, I didn't shoot one.
You punched a werewolf!
And Josh is holding it down a little bit. He's a little bit more. He's not quite as buzzed as you guys are, but he's still, you know, he's still.
He's also force drunk. Yeah, which is, he's perfectly.
He's not drunk, but he's loosened up. I will say that you do hear like a horse-drawn carriage approach from down the street, and it comes up and it just stops in front of the pub, and the gentleman who's like sitting on top, he's like hooded. And just very, you know, it's very dark and it feels very cold. You know, it is very spooky. But you guys are a little buzzed and a little drunk, so it's not quite as intimidating as it probably would normally be. And he basically just like uses his hand and he just offers you a ride. Basically, just asks you if you want to step inside.
Does he say something?
Well, at first he sort of stops and he's like waiting in front of you guys. No, well, I'll say, he stays quiet for a minute. Do you guys want to say anything first? Or you want to wait to hear if he says something?
Say, what's up? Like, you having a good night?
Yeah, it says we are. He says, you just hear like another an otherworldly voice say, it's like, gentlemen, you care for a ride home?
It's like, can that thing cross the Atlantic?
It's like,
we kind of live across the street right now, but could you take us to a pub that's open?
He just says, step into my carriage.
Say, guys, this is the best idea ever.
And I'm just excited to be a part of it. And what I do is I see this, I just hop into the Ecto-1.
What are you doing?
No, as I see, because I obviously am watching this.
He's watching. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're, all right, you're separate, go ahead.
He's
yeah.
Just, he's
all
just right. Turning the car on in the garage and
all right, what are you
doing? No, I'm just getting ready to follow.
All right, okay, so you're just going to get
it. Like, what else would I be doing if I was getting in the car?
Okay,
I'm sure that carriage will follow normal traffic laws and be very easy.
Are you going to get Tobin with you, or are you just going to...
Yeah, Tobin and I are going
to... So Tobin's going to be in the Chewbacca seat, and you're going
to
be in the
driver's seat. Well, I'm going to... I don't know how. I'm gonna have one of these on top of my head just in case he like disappears or something. So
okay.
I can track it.
All right, cool. Would any other equipment you have on you? Just the goggles and
Well, I have a proton pack in the car. And
okay, well then you're good to go. You're good to go.
So I have what I need.
All right, so are all three of you gonna get in?
Yeah.
Okay, all three of you get into the carriage, and it he like after the door closes on you guys, he just laughs and he rides off like pretty fast.
I laugh too, breaks. Like I pretend, because I feel embarrassed I don't get the joke.
and I follow, and I want to keep pace with them.
Okay, I'll end it there tonight then, because that's, you know, it's like, so you turn up, you hit the lights, you hit the engine, and you just peel out after because he takes off pretty fast. We're gonna end it there for tonight, and we'll pick it up.
That's an exciting place to end it.
I'm going to have to save you guys, dude.
We got proton packs.
If Wall can be bamped across airplanes or across the Atlantic Ocean, I'm okay with this.
Ghostbusters Resurrection is brought to you by a comic shop, Nerdpalooza, and the generous support of listeners like you.
That means we rely on you to keep us in business by telling a friend, reviewing us on iTunes, or making a contribution in our monthly support drive.
And if you act now, you can take advantage of our special half-price service plan.
Whoa, hold on. Half price? Have we all gone mad?
I guess so, LaForge, because that's not all. Tell them, Wall.
Oh, you mean if you donate even $1, you get access to exclusive Nerdy Show content and cool perks?
That's right, and you can subscribe to all Nerdy Show Network podcasts via the iTunes Store.
So don't wait another minute. Make your supernatural problem our supernatural problem.
And if you'd like to report a spook, specter, or ghost, call us at 321-209-2020.
You can also follow us or the Nerdy Show on all your favorite social networks.
We're ready to believe you!
Now my house is haunted. I swear to God, man, there's arms just coming down from the ceiling. It's like a demon's in here. Man, I need to talk to someone as soon as possible.
Hey, yeah, I got a big old ghost in my backyard, man. It looks like a big old alligator. It ain't my dog. I tried calling the cops, but I couldn't provide no evidence. And it's a ghost, so it don't touch anything. Well, I guess it's like, call me back. Let me know I'm not crazy if I